This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said Wednesday that three hospitals in Beirut are not functional and two are only partially working after a devastating blast in the port that killed at least 135 people and injured thousands. The powerful blast in the port warehouses near central Beirut, storing high explosives, sent seismic shockwaves that shattered windows, smashed masonry, and shook the ground across the Lebanese capital. Tarek Yasarevich is a WHO spokesman.
Based on the request of the Ministry of Health of Lebanon, WHO is airlifting today medical supplies from our humanitarian hub in Dubai. We expect these supplies to arrive tonight.
The blast was the most powerful ever to rip through Beirut, a city still scarred by civil war three decades ago, and reeling from an economic meltdown and a surge in coronavirus infections. Officials have acted quickly in detaining workers in an investigation into Tuesday's devastating explosion in Beirut. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The Lebanese government says it's putting an unspecified number of Beirut port officials under house arrest, pending an investigation into how 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate came to be stored at the port for years. The move comes amid speculation that negligence was to blame for the explosion that killed more than 100 people. The move was announced following a cabinet meeting during which the government declared a two-week state of emergency, effectively giving the military full powers during this time. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News. The top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the country might not have to go back into lockdown to stop the coronavirus. Speaking at an event sponsored by Harvard University, Fauci said there is a middle ground if people will follow health officials' recommendations.
We can do much better, and we can do much better without locking down. And I think that strange binary approach, that either you lock down or you let it all fly. There's some place in the middle.
The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease said that he expects a safe and effective vaccine to receive approval by the end of this year, with tens of millions of doses available. On America's southern doorstep, the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, the U.S. failure to contain the coronavirus pandemic is being laid bare. AP's Jennifer King reports.
In the month of July, Hidalgo County, Texas, reported more than 600 deaths, more than the Houston area, which is five times larger. On Tuesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott visited a field hospital that's opened at the McAllen Convention Center.
This is going to be a very effective relief valve as needed for local hospitals.
Martha Torres, a nurse at Starr County Memorial Hospital, says she spent entire shifts calling other ICUs.
It was 49 calls that we had to make before we could secure a bed for this patient.
Rio Grande City Mayor Joel Villarreal says they need help.
Our house is burning, and we are no less American than other people in other parts of the country.
I'm Jennifer King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will not be on hand when Democrats formally make him their presidential nominee later this summer. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The convention in Milwaukee will be almost entirely virtual, and a Democrat with knowledge of the decision says Biden will not be there to accept the nomination because of coronavirus concerns. It's the latest blow to the traditional nominating conventions, with the virus also upending the GOP gathering. President Trump has canceled his acceptance speech in Florida and tells Fox and Friends he may instead do it at the White House.
It's the easiest alternative. I think it's a beautiful alternative.
But it would also be an unprecedented use of public property for partisan political purposes. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. trade deficit has dropped for the first time in 4 months. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The trade deficit fell by 7.5% in June, the first decrease since February. The Commerce Department says exports posted a record increase, rising an unprecedented 9%, while imports rose almost 5%. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm